You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Most people ask God only for material blessings. How about you? Have you ever asked God for that which brings lasting peace and meaning?
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and everlasting God, we live in a world where nothing seems to give lasting peace and happiness. Material possessions satisfy us only for a little while, and then our hearts are restless and anxious again. Give unto all who repent of their sins and who turn to faith in you that bread of life which satisfies eternally. That bread, O Lord, of which you have said, "He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Forgive us, Lord, for seeking after your Son, Jesus Christ, for wrong reasons, like the people did during his public ministry. And, gracious Father, through the power of thy love, teach us to seek that which you desire for us, the bread of life which never spoils. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. People are less happy today than they were 20 years ago. This conclusion was the result of a survey conducted by the University of Michigan. The results of this survey will no doubt surprise many. It comes as a shock because we are living in a society which in recent years has spent billions hoping that science and technology will bring increasing meaning and happiness to life. In spite of all of the time, money, and effort invested to make life easier, happier, and more fulfilling, things do not seem to be getting better. They seem to be getting worse. Sociologists, scientists, theologians, and others are now discussing the perplexing dilemma. Technologically, our society is becoming more modern and advanced, the most modern and advanced in the entire history of the world. And yet, unhappiness is increasing. Why is this? In the midst of the desperate search by experts for answers, the words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of Luke ring out powerfully and clearly. Jesus said, "A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Jesus was simply saying, new technology, more scientific gadgets, more money, a larger home, finer clothes, a better car, and more property, these things will not, Jesus said, they will not and cannot provide real and lasting meaning in life. If those things which many people are searching and striving for today do not bring lasting peace and happiness, we must boldly ask the question, is there anything that can? The beautiful words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of John give us a trustworthy answer. Do not work for food that spoils, Jesus said, but for food that endures to eternal life. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus continued by saying, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If a man eats this bread, he will live forever." What Jesus was saying was simply this. all who nourish their soul on Him by faith will find true and lasting peace and meaning for their lives. We nourish our souls, we consume the bread of life by faith. I am sure that many of you who are listening have tried to find satisfaction for your soul in material things. Perhaps at one time you felt anxious and uneasy and believed that as soon as you bought your own home or as soon as you moved to a new location, everything would be settled. You would have no more anxiety. You would be content and at peace. Then, several weeks or months after you made the move, the exciting feeling faded and you are back where you started. Maybe you have tried to find fulfillment in life through a new car, more property, or new appliances for your home. Some people even try marriage or an expensive foreign vacation. They hope one of these will satisfy their deepest longings. After doing this, life seems no better than before, and sometimes, because of the disappointment, even much worse. If you can identify with one of these situations, may I strongly encourage you to stop chasing after and striving for things in life which are only temporary, things which are here today and gone tomorrow, material possessions which momentarily excite our dreams and emotions, momentary feelings which soon fade. Jesus warned that riches and material possessions will eventually be destroyed by moths and corruption. Instead, strive for that which is permanent. Seek the changeless Savior. Seek only Jesus the Christ, the eternal bread of life, which never spoils. Seek Him who out of love suffered the punishment for your sins on the cross of Calvary. Your sins of gossiping about your neighbor or people where you work. Your sins of dishonesty and lust. Your sins of unkindness to your spouse and children. Your sins of rebellion toward your parents, your teachers, and others God has placed in authority over you. Your bad thoughts about others. Your sins of ripping people off in business. All of your sins were placed on Jesus when He died on the cross. You should have suffered and died, but because God loves you, He sent His Son to suffer in your place. When Jesus died, your sins were paid for by His blood. By faith, believe in Jesus and what He has done for you. Accept the sin-atoning benefits of His suffering and death. Accept the gift of life He is offering you today. By faith, take the living bread which satisfies not only today, but also eternally. You who are young people listening today, be alert, be on your guard. Don't let advertising and other powerful forces mislead you. A new stereo, a flashy car, and beautiful clothes, all these things may bring happiness for a while. No one can deny that, but they will not and cannot give you the lasting peace and meaning for life. They cannot satisfy the anxiety of your soul. Countless millions of adults, including many who are not Christian, can testify to this. Material blessings are not wrong to have. In themselves, they are gifts from God. But if you seek to find meaning in life through material goods, you are destined to be disappointed. Lasting meaning and happiness in life will come only when the deep spiritual needs of your soul are met. Ladies and gentlemen and young people, let me quickly point out that we are not the first generation in history to seek meaning in life through things outside of Jesus the Christ. This was already going on in Jesus' day. The Bible records that Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. After He had performed this miracle, He went to rest. But the crowd followed Him. They would not let Him alone. They knew He could provide them with food or anything they needed. Because of this, the Gospel of John records that the people intended to force Jesus to be their king. And by doing this, they would always have Him handy. When they needed food, Jesus would provide it. When they needed clothing, Jesus would provide it. When they were sick, Jesus would heal them. They would never have to worry about anything. This is what the people thought. Jesus had other things in mind. When the people found Jesus on the other side of the lake, He spoke to them and said, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. What did Jesus mean? Jesus simply told the people they were running after him for the wrong reasons. They wanted him not for spiritual reasons, not because he was God as he clearly claimed and proved to be, not because he could forgive their sins, not because he could heal their souls, and not because he could give them real and lasting peace for their lives. Oh no! Like many today, the people were following Jesus and wanted him only to satisfy their physical needs. They wanted him on their terms, not on his terms. Oh, how similar things are today. Things have not changed one bit. Thousands are now running after the man called Jesus. They are following him in great crowds. There are Jesus movements in the United States, Canada, and many other countries. There are Jesus bumper stickers, Jesus lapel pins, Jesus hats and caps, and Jesus t-shirts. It reminds one of a great crowd of reporters and people following a leading politician down the street. Everyone is eagerly struggling and tripping over one another to follow the leader, to get closer to him, and maybe even to touch him. Very few actually know what the person leading the group represents. Likewise with Jesus. Very few understand who he was and what his ministry was all about. In spite of all the confusion, by the grace of God, some people eventually come in contact with the living word and are brought to the joy and saving knowledge of Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Many have also jumped onto the bandwagon for wrong reasons. There are those seeking Jesus and hoping that by turning on to Jesus, they will automatically become successful in business. Many also hope that Jesus will make them popular and powerful. They have all kinds of grandiose ideas of what Jesus can do for them. They have been misled into believing that Jesus makes people happy by making them wealthy, successful, and popular. Jesus never promised this. Even as you listen today, Jesus could make you rich, beautiful, and popular in a split second if he wanted to. But he also knows that you would still be searching for the real meaning of life. Jesus said, "Life does not consist in the abundance of things one possesses." Even well-known personalities are echoing their hopeless search. In a special interview with People magazine, the well-known comedian Peter Sellers recently stated, "Behind our masks, we are a very lonely group." How about you? Are you today like the great crowds who followed Jesus during his ministry? Are you today following Jesus only for material blessings? Have you ever asked him for spiritual help? When you are concerned about a new home, a new car, or a raise in pay, do you pray to God? If you do, that is great. There is nothing wrong in asking for these things. In fact, we should do this. Our Lord expects this of us. We must also, however, be concerned about our spiritual needs. Jesus does not want us to be like the crowds who followed him only to satisfy their physical needs. He said to the people, "You are following me not for spiritual reasons, like you should, but because you want me only to satisfy your physical needs." Have you ever asked God to forgive you? Have you ever asked him to fill you with the power of his Holy Spirit? Have you ever asked God, the Holy Spirit, to convince you and give you the assurance that all his promises recorded in the Bible are totally reliable and true? If you have not, you are shortchanging yourself. You are not receiving those wonderful, life-giving gifts Jesus is offering you. When our concerns for temporal needs dominate our entire lives, we prevent ourselves from receiving the abundant life and the full life that Jesus promised. What is even more tragic, unless a change occurs, we will eventually block ourselves from the mansions of heaven. Some of you listening today may be thoroughly confused. You have experienced the hopelessness of being unable to find lasting meaning in life through money, a new home, a new car, or some other material goods. You are also now aware that Jesus himself warns of the uselessness of working for temporal happiness through temporal bread. You may be saying, I know from experience and the Bible that what the world offers does not last. What I want to know is this. What is the bread that satisfies? If this is what you are thinking, you are not alone. The people who had followed Jesus were asking the same question. The question the people asked is recorded in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John. They said, "What must we do to do the works that God requires?" They expected Jesus to give them a list of things to do so that they could please God and earn themselves a place in heaven. The answer Jesus gave the people was blunt and one they did not expect. It was a surprise announcement of God's love and grace. It was exactly opposite of what they expected. The people wanted to know what they should do to please God. Jesus answered, telling them that God had already done everything for them. The people said, "What must we do?" And Jesus said, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one that he has sent." The people wanted a list of things to do. Jesus told them that everything was already done. The only thing necessary was for the people to believe it. Merely to believe in Jesus may sound too simple, even simplistic. You may even be saying to yourself right this very moment, "Believing in Jesus surely cannot be the answer to life. There's got to be more. Surely I have to do something to earn God's favor." If you are troubled about this, listen. Listen to the words taken directly from the Bible itself, Romans chapter 9. The Bible says, "It does not, therefore, depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy." To believe in Jesus means more than giving intellectual assent that he lived in history. It means more than believing he died on the cross at Calvary. To believe in Jesus means to recognize, to believe, to agree that Jesus was sent into the world for you. That he was born in the manger in Bethlehem for you. That he lived a perfect life in your place. That he suffered and died on the cross for you. Because of your sins, you deserve to suffer and die. But Jesus went in your place. To believe in Jesus means to be personally involved in his entire life and death. And the most important thing of all is that for you, Jesus rose again from the dead. Jesus did this in order to make sure that the chains of death will not keep you in the grave forever. Jesus rose on the third day from the dead. And the scripture tells us that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Jesus said, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." If you have been disillusioned by life, if you can identify with the university survey which revealed that people are becoming increasingly unhappy, don't despair. Let Jesus give you life. Jesus is God. He has the power to give you a meaningful life now and a hope for eternity. On the average, you and I eat food 3 times each day. Through this food, our bodies stay nourished and strong. When, by faith, we feed on Jesus, the bread of life, we come alive and are spiritually strengthened. In the Gospel of John chapter 6, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry." When we have faith in the sin-atoning merits of Jesus, it is like being plugged into a powerful, life-giving source. We who are spiritually dead come alive. We have the assurance that our sins are forgiven. We have the assurance that no matter what difficulties we may be facing in life today, our Lord will give us the strength to carry us through. Amen.